Her father loved Jean Metcalfe. She was on the radio, and she spoke in the sort of BBC voice that nobody in the whole of England, North or South, had in real life. I could never sound like her in a million years. You don't have to sound exactly like her, just a little bit less like you, if that's what you want. And if it isn't, then let someone take all your clothes off and kill you by spraying gold paint all over you. You break my heart. Every girl on my books would kill to have your assets. And you want to ignore them. They're not going anywhere. Can't I be funny and have assets? It's not me, you know that. It's them. She examined the voice improvement programme. She was the one who wanted to act, and acting was all about turning yourself into someone else. So, what did it matter if she did that even before anyone gave her a job? And while we're about it, said Brian, I wonder whether it's time to stop being Barbara from Blackpool. He was thinking about the next phase of her career, of course. Nobody making a BBC play about unwed mothers down a coal mine would care whether she was called Barbara. But Sabrina had once been Norma Sykes. Steps had to be taken. I thought that was what we were talking about. We're talking about the Blackpool bit. We're not talking about the Barbara bit. What can I do about that? You don't have to be Barbara. Are you serious? Not deadly serious. I'll leave it if it's all the same to you. A bit deadly then. Not life-threateningly, but intimidatingly. You want me to change my name? You can always change it back if it doesn't work out. Oh, thanks. That was all it took for her to decide that she never wanted to be Barbara again. It would be a mark of failure, and she wasn't going to fail.